That was Otro Lugar by Toco, and next up is Mar Amar by Rosalia de Souza.
Se não vem, deixa alguém vir comigo. Se não vem, não faz mal, mas eu vou. Sol nascendo lá no mar, bem pertinho de chegar, e a vontade de voltar ao meu verão. Se não vem, deixa alguém vir comigo. Se não vem, não faz mal, mas eu vou. Mas você longe assim vai se lembrar do mar que nos lembrou amar. Bem me o sol já brilha lá no fim da nossa ilha. Lá só tem meu amor. Que bom que eu tenho onde sonhar. Pra voltar feliz eu vou pra lá. Se não vem, deixa alguém vir comigo. Se não vem, não faz mal, mas eu vou. Mas você longe assim vai se lembrar.
Mito Avondate by Joao Donato e Su Trio is next. Next up is A Thesis by Masink.
Thank you.
That was That Scene from Closer 2004 by Masank and Filipino Boy. And next up is Talk Down by Dijon.
Shopping, find me what I want, I want it all.
That was Wishy Washy by Coco and Claire Claire. You guys, my show is almost coming to an end. Wah, wah, wah. So sad. Yeah. I'm hungry still, so I'm very excited to go and eat. And beyond that, there's really not much to say. You know, I got my show tomorrow. I'm super freaking nervous. But you know what? It's gonna go well. I know my stuff. I'm practicing, you know? That is what matters. Also, I'm gonna go see Drake on August 28th, which is very exciting. And I bought the tickets for super expensive. I mean, it was like $250. Now it's going for something crazy, like $400 for upper bowl. $250 each, which is crazy. Like Rogers Arena, what's Ticketmaster is crazy, man. But yeah, so that's what the haps are. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. You have been listening to the 1 to 2 p.m. open mic show with me, yours truly, Paria Zabihi, and tune in next Tuesday for more talking tunes. Here is a short PSA, and after I will be playing Baby Small by MNGs.
This is Bird Note. Identifying birds by ear means getting familiar with each species' unique voice. And that means learning the other voices in the ecosystem, too. Like the fox squirrel's barks. This squirrel's alarm barks could at first sound like the calls of a red-bellied woodpecker. But with enough practice, you can hear how the squirrel's barks are more throaty and more frequent than the woodpecker. Here's the squirrel again. And the woodpecker. That's not the only voice that could trip you up in the forest. Take a listen to this cute little trill. While it might sound a bit like a kingbird, it's really the chip trill call of a chipmunk, given when they're telling another chipmunk to back off. In comparison, eastern kingbirds sound more shrill, increasing in volume rather than decreasing as they continue. Here's the chipmunk again. And here's the kingbird. Eventually, you might recognize each species' voice, like recognizing a friend. All it takes is time. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Whisper land. Come back around, and the walls of Jericho come a tumbling down.